I called them Kingsbugs because they stuck to that. But now they call them something else, three or four different names people call them. But they stink like they see devil air. You can go out there to break loose near corn when they're real bad, and they gather up on the underside of their corn. And wherever they stick their beak to that, if the chips are thin enough, if they can put their beak to it, that suck or whatever they suck with, well, that grain of corn turns black under that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, and there's millions of them, right? Out in Green Hat. But now, let's see, the first time I found it out was about, I used DDT for free for years. And they got out to me that it wasn't the best to use for some reason or another. And so they brought out this 7-Best. I call it HGG. It didn't start with like 7, but it's pronounced that, the way I pronounce it. And anyhow, it's, if you get it on them, pretty strong. You know, make it up, like, say, 2 pounds for 50 gallons of water, and you get it on him, it'll kill him. But you got to get it on his tail. He can't be behind the leaves and you spray it, and it hurts him. He goes out on live. But if you work it just right, and a good head will spray him, spray him real good, you can keep him down in a tomato patch and stuff like that. But you just back off a little time, they'll run the whole tomato patch for you. I don't know what, but tell them some other kind of man thing.
What about some other
beds? Oh, we've got plenty. And Mister, I tell you, you're on the street about it. I'd hate to try to tell you because it's so many thousand different kinds of everything. Yeah, I have a little old friend my daddy called him Fleas, Potato Fleas. And he's got a mother potato patch early in the spring. And it comes up there, they feed them by their lip, and they're a little tiny black thing, about the size of a flea, I think fly, too. I might be wrong. But I never did see one flying, but you go knock the bush down, the ground is black around it. But we got back in that day, and stuff, we got Paris green, because they eat the leaf too. We had Paris green and this stuff to get out of the back of what do you call it? Back leaf 40. There's a stem to the back of oil and it was real strong and stuff. And use that'll get them out too. Mm-hmm. But that's way before DDT come in and all them kind of things too.
Now, about the insect that can fly around a light at night.
There's every kind of little tiny bugs or hard shells and soft shells, and some don't have any shells. Kind of a mat looking thing. And,
these have soft wings.
Oh, yeah, butterflies have come in like that. All kind of little butterflies and butt flies.
Yeah.
Like that. But,
these are often getting the clothes and these clothes up.
We never had too much trouble with that in our home long years ago. There was, when the houses were clean and things, you had quite a bit of that trouble. Moths, they called them. But they were kind of a worm-like thing, as moths were. But I didn't have to get laid and made a butterfly. Actually, so long they lived like that. But long years ago, we had to watch out for odors and things, because, but now I don't hear my wife even speak to one or talk about one or anything. But maybe greenhouses keep them out or what, I don't know.
What would you call the bug that would fly around at night and light up?
Oh, that was lightning bug. Man, God, next year used to be, I've seen them by the billions and billions. Well, you could just see the timber where they was lit up in it. You could see the trees and everything all over. And it scared me to death when I saw it. I couldn't stand that many of them.